time we're near. Build a bridge between our hearts to cross this lake of fear. You are the only one, for I have been hurt too. But I tore down my wall the day that I met you. Tear down the mountain that builds each time we're near. Build a bridge between our hearts to cross this lake of fear. Tear down the wall that keeps your love from me. Tear down the wall that won't let my love come through. Yes, tear down the wall that won't let my love come through.
Especialment famós durant els anys 70, Narwhal Falls, la que acabem de recordar amb aquesta cançó. El 1975 ell va triomfar, i molt, amb la cançó Reconsider Me. Va néixer el 1938, un 11 de novembre, a Kaiser, a l'estat d'Arkansas. Anem cap a un dels baixets de la música country que ja hem escoltat també diverses vegades, de Tabor City, de North Carolina, nascut el 1932. Sentim la música d'un cantant que va debutar el 1956, rei del Honky Tonk, entre els 50 i els 60. És Stonewall Jackson, d'un dels àlbums recopilatoris, molts que s'han publicat al llarg de la seva carrera, el 1995, L'All the Best. Escoltarem un dels seus grans èxits, la cançó anomenada Waterloo. Fantàstic aquest Waterloo de Stonewall Jackson, en quin ritme musical més excepcional. Anem amb una veu femenina, la més gran de tots els temps, segons moltíssims crítics i admiradors seus. Dolly Parton, Dolly Rebecca Parton, nascuda el 19 de gener de Tennessee. Ella ens pot portar innombrables cançons, grans números 1, espectaculars duets, cançons com Jolene, Coat of Many Colors, 9 to 5, My Tennessee Mountain Home, o fins i tot aquella cançó que després va versionar Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You, dues vegades el número 1 per Dolly Parton i també un èxit internacional per la mateixa Whitney Houston. Per la Dolly Parton, escoltarem el Tennessee Homesick Blues, que extraiem també des d'un recopilatori del 1987, el llarga durada Best of Dolly Parton, amb el seu tercer volum. Dolly Parton, excepcional. La història de la música americana i la història d'Amèrica mateix i de tants altres llocs l'han fet moltes vegades els artistes, els cantants, però bàsicament l'han fet els cantautors, l'han fet els compositors de grans èxits. Hi han compositors que han passat a la història com aquest cantant i compositor nascut el 1941 i mort el 2007. Un cantant-compositor conegut amb el nom de Jim Ford i que ens arribava des de Johnson County a l'estat de Kentucky, però que també va viure a New Orleans, a Los Angeles i a Califòrnia, Fort Bragg concretament. Les seves cançons, les seves composicions, enregistrades per nombrosos artistes, incloses Aretha Franklin, Bobby Womack, Temptations i molts d'altres. És una barreja de soul, de country i de folk. Després de la seva mort, l'any 2007 es publicava un àlbum recopilatori a càrrec de Beer Family Records que es deia The Sounds of Our Time, els sons del nostre temps, The Harlan County Album, Rare Singles and Previously Unreleased Masters. Un dels seus temes més coneguts era el Harlan County, Jim Ford.
Kentucky, I was raised in a shack on Big Bone Mountain. Born into poverty, bathed in misery. The times I went hungry, you can't count on. job with a shotgun. One winter, I was out cutting kit. The news came to mama that morning. They had a penny poker game down at the junction. Big Jack called daddy cheating, and he shot him over 15 cents to buy a loaf of bread. We are gathered here today to ask the Lord to take us out of Harlan County. Mama married Willie, he stood 5'6". His brother was a shovel and a coal mine pick. With a heart of lion and the soul of a man, he worked 12 hours a day, 7 days every week, 40 days every month, digging for a bone in a hillside. Where a little child's dream is a new pair of shoes to keep its little feet warm in the winter. But dreams, they don't ever come true, I know. Way down in Harlan County. You know what I did, folks? I'm gonna tell you. I put a shirt on my back and a brown paper sack, a big piece of my mama's cold cornbread. I hit the road, Jack, forgot to look back. I walked all the way down to somewhere. I've been all over this whole wide world. I've slept on a northwest bounty, the coldest place Lord I've ever seen is the hills back in Harlan County.
Everybody bow their heads in prayer, ask the Lord
to take us out of Harlan County. Lord, won't you please let your light shine, let your light shine.
El nostre programa va defallint, va caient cap al darrer dels temes que escoltarem amb el programa d'avui. És la música de Jim Ford amb aquest Harlan Country, descobrint el bo i millor dels grans artistes de la història del country, o potser dels no tan grans, però que també convenen ser escoltats, o dels no tan coneguts, diria jo. No m'atreveixo mai a dir els no tan grans, perquè Jim Ford és un cas moltíssima de la gent que ens pot escoltar, de ben segur que no l'ha sentit anomenar o no l'havia sentit anomenar mai, i en canvi és un dels més importants artistes al meu entendre que hagin existit. Me'n vaig i m'acomiado amb un dels grans entre els grans, per molts de vosaltres, sens dubte, l'artista més important que ha passat per la història del country. Parlem de Johnny Cash. El 1994 va extreure l'àlbum recopilatori de Men in Black, i vull escoltar una cançó de les menys conegudes per al gran públic de Johnny Cash. I amb ella ja poso el punt i final amb aquesta edició del Club del Country, que recordeu que podeu escoltar, com sempre, mitjançant el nostre Facebook, el podcast, o a www.clubdelcountry.com, on escoltareu, on podreu escoltar sempre tots els nostres programes. Johnny Cash, Singing in Vietnam, Talking Blues. A reveure, salutacions ben cordials a càrrec de Rafael Corbí.
One morning at breakfast I said to my wife, we've been everywhere once and some places twice. As I had another helping of country ham, she said, we ain't never been to Vietnam. There's a bunch of our boys over there. So we went to the Orient, Saigon. Well, we got a big welcome when we drove in to the gates of a place that they call Long Bin. We checked in and everything got kind of quiet, but a soldier boy said, just wait till tonight, things get noisy. Things start happening. Big bad firecracker. Well, that night we did about 4 shows for the boys, and they were living it up with a whole lot of noise. We did our last song for the night, and we crawled into bed for some peace and quiet. But things weren't peaceful, and things weren't quiet. Things were scary. Well, for a few minutes June never said one word, and I thought at first that she hadn't heard. Then a shell exploded not 2 miles away. She sat up in bed and I heard her say, what was that? said, that was a shell or a bomb. She said, I'm scared. I said, me too. Well, all night long that noise kept on, and the sound would chill you right to the bone. The bullets and the bombs and the mortar shells shook our bed every time one fell, and it never let up. It was gonna get worse before it got any better. Well, when the sun came up, the noise died down. We got a few minutes sleep and we were sleeping sound. Then a soldier knocked on our door and said, last night they brought in 7 dead and 14 wounded. And would we come down to the base hospital and see the boys? Yeah. So we went to the hospital ward by day, and every night we were singing away. Then the shells and the bombs till dawn again, and the helicopters brought in a wounded man. Night after night, day after day, coming and a-going. So we sadly sang for them our last song, and reluctantly we said so long. We did our best to let them know that we care for every last one of them that's over there. Whether we belong over there or not, somebody over here loves us and needs them. Well, now that's about all that there is to tell about that little trip into living hell. And if I ever go back over there anymore, hope there's none of our boys there for me to sing for. I hope that war's over with, and they all come back home to stay in peace.